Any views, thoughts, or opinions expressed on the Rejuvenating Health podcast are solely that of the speakers and are intended as such. Please contact your trusted medical practitioner for medical advice. Let's go, girls. Hey, ladies, welcome back to the Rejuvenating Health podcast. I'm Shauna, and I'm here with women's health nurse practitioner Lindsay Van Schoik. If you didn't catch last week's episode, be sure to tune in. It's great with a lot of helpful information. Same with the other ones. Feel free to go back and listen to all of them as they have great and helpful tips for you on there. But today we're going to talk about hormones and weight gain. We hear this a lot with ladies who say all of a sudden they wake up and they're 20 pounds heavier and it's their hormones and they need to fix their hormones. So we're going to chat about that today.
Yeah, so I think this is a it's a needed conversation because I hear it a lot from people being like, well, it's just my hormones. That's why I've gained weight, right? Like I hit 40 and my hormones started changing and that's why I gained weight. And so there is some truth that your hormones are changing, but there's also some truth in that you maybe need to look inside yourself and see what's going on, right? Because a lot of times I'll hear women say, well, I'm not doing anything different. Okay, but you're still eating like you did when you were 20. Like you can't do that when you're right in your 40s, right? So there's some science behind it. And so like the reality is that women do gain weight in menopause, right? Like majority of women put on some extra pounds and it's inevitable, right? And to help ease that weight gain, they're looking for the next maybe quick fix, whether it's hormone replacement, GLP-1, all that type of stuff, right? And so, I mean, it's a hard reality that when you get older, staying your usual weight, like usual, it's harder, right? It's really common to start gaining a few pounds a year in those years before menopause, like those perimenopause times. That's why we hear a lot of women in their 40s being like, I don't know what happened, but I can't get this weight off. And that weight gain normally continues at about 1.5 pounds per year as a woman goes on through her 50s. So while menopause weight gain is common, it doesn't mean that it's normal and it doesn't mean that you can't do something about it. And it doesn't mean that just getting on hormones is really the answer, right? So how do you minimize this and what do you do about it, right? So the hormonal changes of menopause, like they really do tend to make it more likely that women gain weight in the abdomen rather than her butt and thighs, that visceral fat. But it's not just your hormone changes that cause you to gain weight. And the reason why we gain it in our abdomen is because once you're through menopause, you're more like a man. And so how many men do you see with that like big round belly? Like the big round belly, right? And that's that visceral fat. It's that really unhealthy fat. It's that fat that surrounds your organs. And it's that like tire around the stomach that we hear a lot of women complain about, right? And so hormones alone aren't the thing that's causing this weight gain. It might be contributing, but it's not entirely what's causing this weight gain. So normally, instead of it just being hormones, it's related to aging. It's related to your lifestyle, and it can be related to genetics. So I know you guys have heard us talk about muscle before, but muscle really is the organ of longevity. And as we get older, like once we hit 30, we start losing muscle mass per year, right? Especially if we're not doing any weight training or anything, eating enough protein to keep that muscle mass up. So a lot of times we're gaining weight because our muscle is going down and our fat is going up. And when we lose muscle, it slows our metabolism. There is no such thing as like your metabolism slowing as you get older. Like all the scientific studies show that your metabolism doesn't really increase until you're 70. So you didn't turn 40 and your metabolism slowed down. You turned 40 and you quit lifting weights and you're losing muscle mass. And so, yeah, your metabolism slowed down because muscle burns so many more calories than fat. Like it's just the way it is. And so your muscle is your metabolism. And so if you aren't doing something to maintain that muscle, it's going to be really hard to stay at a healthy weight. It's going to be super difficult, right? And if you continue to eat like you always have and you don't do weight training to gain muscle, if you don't do physical activity, you're going to gain weight. And there is no amount of hormone replacement that's going to fix that. Like, there's no estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone that I can give you that's going to fix you losing muscle. You have to do the work to maintain your muscle mass. And that's a hard reality for women. They don't want to face that, right? I don't have time.
Yeah.
I don't have time to do that, right? I hear that all the time.
Yeah. And I think that too, with the hormones, it's another misconception just of something that you're able to take. I think sometimes when women come to us, I feel like they think it's almost relatable to a GLP-1 in some ways. Like, if I just get these hormones, then it'll be fine and I can lose my weight and I can feel better. But like you said, the reality is, like, yes, it will make you feel better, but because you're feeling better, then you have to put those lifestyle choices in place to get the results that you want. Like, the hormones are there to aid you, but you still have to make those changes and put in the work.
Right. And a lot of the times we're losing muscle, but we're also not as active, right? So if you think about the average 40-year-old woman, she's working a full-time job and her kids are in their teenage years and she's running around with a chicken with her head cut off. And she's probably sitting at a desk all day and not moving. So you are not as active as you were in your 20s and 30s. You're not chasing around toddlers. Your kids are more self-sufficient. You're in the height of your career. You're taking care of your elderly parents and you're sitting on your ass. So part of it is, like, you're just not moving as much as you were before. And I get it. You're super busy, but get a walking pad. Like, it is 9 a.m. and I've already walked 10,000 steps and I didn't work out this morning because literally I walked on my walking pad. I will probably have 25,000 steps by the end of the day on a non-working out day because I got on a walking pad. And listen, I don't want to hear that you're too busy, because you're not. You're not busier than me. And I have 3 teenage kids. I work full-time as a nurse practitioner. I work full-time at Rejuvenating. I have a husband. I have a house. Like, you're not busier.
We so stop making excuses. Time.
Yeah. You can go on a walk. You can get steps in. Like, you can get a 30-minute workout in. You have to move your body in order to lose weight. Hormones are not going to help you, are not going to help your inactivity level.
Right. And even for the ladies that had kids later, maybe you didn't have kids in your 20s. Well, okay, then you had a lot more time probably for yourself in your 20s that you don't have now, but you make time for what's a priority. So if getting healthy and feeling your best and even looking how you would like to look is a priority to you, how you're saying, then you will make time for that.
Yeah.
So it's just hard truth, I guess.
So we're losing muscle. We're not as active. There might also be some genetics. Like, look at your parents, right? If they're holding a lot of their weight around their abdomen, you're probably going to too, right? And then there's other factors, like, you're not eating a good diet. You're not eating 30 grams of protein at every meal. You're not eating 25 to 30 grams of fiber. You're eating way too much sugar and inflammatory foods. Like, you can't eat the way that you used to in your 20s and 30s. You can't drink alcohol the way that you used to, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're choosing to drink alcohol, you're choosing not to sleep, right? And that's another thing. Like, if you're not prioritizing your sleep and getting at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep, you're going to gain weight. Like, it is just the way that it is. And so it's like, you have heard us talk about this before. You have to lift weights. You have to move your body. You have to sleep. You have to control your stress and you have to eat real whole foods. Like, if you want to lose weight in menopause, that's how you do it. And there's no hormone therapy that is going to make you suddenly do those things. Now, here's how hormone therapy can help. And here's where, if you want to lose weight and you're struggling with these things, where hormone therapy might benefit you. If you are not sleeping, you are going to gain weight. You're going to make bad choices. You're not going to work out. You're going to snack more. You're going to gain weight. And so hormone therapy, insomnia, trouble sleeping is a huge issue in perimenopause. You're having hot flashes. You're having night sweats. You're not sleeping. So hormone therapy is definitely going to help you sleep. And guess what? You might lose weight if you start sleeping. but you still have to do the other things, right?
Right.
And if you're continuing to drink your one glass of wine a night, you're making that choice and you're making a decision to not sleep. Just one glass of wine affects your sleep. And so I get it. You don't want to give that up, but then you're choosing to not, don't come and say that you can't lose weight because you're choosing to have alcohol over sleep. And then you're choosing to not lose weight.
Right.
So yeah. Hormone therapy can help with sleep. It can help with energy. I get it. You're tired and you don't feel good, right? You're having these hot flashes, this brain fog, this night sweat, this joint pain. Great. Let's get on some hormone therapy so you can move your body, so you can weight train, so you can sleep, so you can make it through your day without having hot flash, so you can make it through the day without snapping at your kids. That's where hormone therapy is going to help. But you have to do those other things because that visceral fat in your belly that you're gaining, it's actually, it's like really dangerous, right? That fat around your midsection, it increases your chance of breathing problems. It increases your chance of heart disease. It increases your chance of type 2 diabetes. It increases your risk of breast cancer. Hormones don't necessarily, like hormones do not increase your risk of breast cancer, but that extra fat you do, it can really increase your risk of breast cancer, colon cancer, endometrial cancer. Like fat feeds estrogen. Estrogen can build up in your endometrium. It can cause endometrium cancer. So there is no magic fix to prevent menopause weight gain. And reversing it can be a little bit hard, but you have to move more. That means that you need to have at least 150 minutes a week of some vigorous activity and 3 times a week weight training. Like you have to do that, right? I don't mean 150 minutes of going to Zumba. Like go on a walk and get some vigorous walking in, right? Mm-hmm. You have to eat fewer calories because you have less muscle mass, right? I'm not saying eat 1,000, 1,200 calories a day. Don't do that. Don't skip meals and then binge on dinner. But you have to eat a few less calories and you need to choose fruits, vegetables, whole grains, less processed food, more fiber, more protein, legumes, nuts, all those types of stuff. You have to kick your sweet tooth habit. You have to limit your alcohol, all of those types of things. And so while gaining weight in menopause can be common, it's not normal. And hormone replacement therapy is not the magic fix to it. And I have seen this over and over again with my patients. They're like, I want to lose weight. I need to go on hormones. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, just so you know, that's not the only answer.
Right. And same with a coach. And just like how we said, the GLP-1 and the hormones, they're all conduits to help you get to where you want to be if needed. But you have to make those changes. Same as we always say with the GLP-1, it's never going to be our first line that we're going to use. If we're not making those lifestyle changes, that's not going to matter. It's not going to matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just had this conversation with a patient earlier. She was talking about how she'd went on the GLP-1 in the past and she lost like 10 pounds the first couple of months and then it stalled. And so she went to someone who was like a medi spa, didn't talk to her about nutrition and just kept going up on the dosage. And then she got some really bad side effects and didn't lose the weight. Right. And so I had this conversation with her, like, and we've had this about GLP-1s before. GLP-1s work for someone. Why were they initially created? They were created to treat diabetes. They bring down insulin levels. Insulin is a fat-storing hormone. If you have elevated insulin levels, a GLP-1 will probably help you lose weight because it will bring down that insulin level and will help. It will help lose fat because insulin's a fat storage hormone. It's also really good for weight loss because it brings down the food noise, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're someone who can't control their portions, who's constantly snacking, who can't stay out of the sweets, who like is constantly thinking about food, a GLP-1 is good for you, right? So in this particular patient, she kept going up on the dose, but no one taught her how to eat right.
Right. It's not going to fix your mindset.
So I was like, a GLP-1 isn't bad, but then you have to work with someone teaching you how to eat and strength train and sleep. So that way the food noise is gone, but it's not keep going up on your medicine. It's like, make sure you're eating the right things and doing the right things to have healthy weight loss. And the same with, it's the same with hormones, right? The estrogen helps with insulin resistance. It helps with the symptoms of menopause, such as not sleeping and joint pain and all those types of things. But that's where you really need to work with a health coach to dial in the eating, to dial in the strength training. I promise you're not going to get bulky. I promise you're not going to hurt yourself if you're working with someone who knows how to do it. You have to sleep. Like, we live in this world that we just keep thinking of quick fixes, and that's not the answer. And everyone doesn't want to fork out some money for their health, but we're fine forking out $500 for a GLP-1 or $400 for pellet therapy when that's not the answer. Right. Like, the answer is invest in a coach and have someone teach you how to live a healthy lifestyle.
Right. It's like, we're so worried about the cost, yet we're not even thinking about the cost of the GLP-1 just continues. Like, you could either learn how to do it right and get healthy once and for all and not have continuous cost, or you could keep on with these things, but it is continuous cost, because once you go off, if you don't have the right tools in your toolbox, then you're just going to gain it back.
And I'm not saying that you shouldn't go on hormone therapy, because you bet your butt, when I turn menopausal, I will be on hormone therapy. I don't want to gain that extra fat in my belly from menopause.
No, and we see firsthand with clients how wonderful it is for them. Like, I see right now with one of mine, and she needs testosterone again. And I mean, it's what it does for her is just amazing. It's amazing. So, yeah. And it can be very helpful, but yet she's putting in the other work though. She's eating right. She's exercising. She's sleeping well. Everything else is on point. And so it is amazing to see. Truly, it can be really beneficial when used properly.
Right. And that hormone therapy didn't make her lose weight. Like,
no,
her lifestyle.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
100%.
And so I think it's just something to think about when you go looking for these quick fixes. Like, there's a place for GLP-1s. There's a place for hormone therapy. There's a great place for both, but you have to supplement it with the other stuff in order to really get the results that you're looking for. And I think if that's anything that you get from this message today, it's like, there is no quick fix to not doing the things that you need to do in menopause and perimenopause. And that's lifting weights, eating healthy, sleeping, controlling your stress, and moving your body. Like, there's nothing else that you can do, because the Lord does not care that you're on hormone therapy. It's good. Your body doesn't. You're going to keep on losing muscle if you're not doing anything to maintain it. And even if you are doing it, like, it's just I am not as strong as I was when I was in my 20s. Like, I lift heavy every day, but that is just part of the natural aging process. And there's nothing that you can do to stop that besides just putting in the hard work.
Yep. And just preventative. Yeah. Things that you can do. Right. Yeah. And if you ladies have any questions or need any guidance, whether it's hormones or even if you have questions about GLP-1s, anything like that, coaching, we're here. So send us a message, comment on any of our things. We would be happy to message you. And we also have a new program out, a 12-week anti-inflammatory program. So if you ladies would like more info on that, please reach out and message us as well, and we can get you more info on that. But we will catch you next time.
Bye, see ya. Ladies.